Now to our story about the deteriorating mental health of Australia's fly-in, fly-out workers. New research has found that psychological distress is significantly more prevalent in the remote mining and construction workforce than in the general community. Social isolation, roster patterns, and the strain on relationships are all adding to the distress of workers and their families. And since the mining downturn, the financial rewards aren't what they used to be. Emily Burke has more.
A new wave of research into fly-in, fly-out workers has found they're struggling with relationship problems, social isolation, rosters and finances. A survey of 1,100 workers has revealed more than 20% have rated their own mental health as poor. That compares with 15% in the general population. FIFO worker Mitch Hill was living in Perth but flying in and out of the Pilbara.
So you'd fly in, do 2 weeks' work, you'd do a week of day shift, 12 and a half or 13-hour shifts, and then you'd have a day off and then do a week of night shift, and then you'd fly out after your last night shift. The demands it puts on everyone being away from family and friends for that period of time, you know, you're spending two-thirds of your time at work. It seems like every second person you talk to out there is going through a divorce proceeding.
The research in today's Medical Journal of Australia indicates that 30% of those surveyed were suffering high or very high levels of psychological distress. Mitch Hill says he's seen that firsthand.
We went to work one morning and one of the boys on our crew hadn't turned up for work, and the company policy was if they didn't call in sick, you had to go and check on them. So our supervisor at the time drove back to camp and found this particular guy in his room. He'd attempted to overdose. It does happen.
Nicole Ashby's husband has been a FIFO worker for the past decade. Some years have been tougher than others.
And then we went out for Valentine's Day, and I just looked at him and I said, "Why are you being such a prick?" And he just looked at me and his eyes welled up and he just started to cry and he said, I can't do this anymore. He said, "I have to put up a wall to go away." And he said, "And that wall's just getting too big. I can't do it anymore." That was the first time I'd seen him be so vulnerable and express that. I just thought he was really moody, but it was the issues that he was having in leaving us. And then missing multiple Christmases and school assemblies and sports days and just little things like that, moments that you can't get back.
Her husband is now working on a month-on, month-off roster, but it's insecure work.
Yeah, with my husband, he has to fly up to Broome, and then he has to stay overnight in Broome, and then it's a two-hour helicopter ride to the middle of the ocean for the oil rig, so you can't do a turnaround. I think 2 weeks would be better.
Do you ever wonder if it's worth it financially?
Well, we're doing this because my husband wants to go back into it. Financially, in regards to where we're talking at about, say, 5 years ago when he was out there, the pay's about 35% less.
Lead author of the latest study, Dr. Jennifer Bowers, is also the chief executive of Rural and Remote Mental Health.
FIFO workers are in an ideal position to recognise the problem because they will fly in and they'll see mates and they can see change. If there's something that they could say that, look what's happened, mate, you don't seem to be yourself. And equally, when they go home, if they understand some of the signs, they can talk to their family and think, well, I know about this now. Many companies and employees and the community at large are much more aware of the issues surrounding flying in and out. There are many programs available.
Are companies really embracing of these programs, or is it just lip service?
I suppose I'd have to say it's variable. My impression is that if some can feel they can tick the box because there's now a requirement in terms of work health and safety that health does include mental health, that they do try and tick the box, and it is more tokenistic.
That's Dr. Jennifer Bowers from Rural and Remote Mental Health. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 131 114.